known LaDuke and I want to talk about the quiet time. Or maybe it's just hitting the reset button. A couple of years ago, I went with my family to visit some friends at Taos Pueblo. We were told about something called the quiet time. Taos Pueblo is in northern New Mexico and it's a World Heritage Site. A 1,000-year-old Pueblo village, all off-grid, no electricity, no running water, pretty much old school, classic North American style. The traditional people at the village go into the Pueblo for about a month in December and January and go off the grid, so to speak. They heat and cook with wood, use their outhouses, and haul water from the springs. They live with no cell phones, no television, and then they remember who they are. They kind of set the reset button and go back inside. I want to do that. I try the quiet time. I look at the fire in my house. I rankle at the amount of energy I consume in my own home, albeit I got solar and wood as part of my energy plan. I know that each gadget uses power and that leaving all the stuff plugged in means that there's kind of a ghost load at the outlet and that someone probably out in North Dakota is next to a big dirty coal-fired generator just so I can keep it all going. I dislike how complicit I've become in the whole scheme, how entitled. No one in the world consumes more than a North American, and it's pricey. Contaminated water, global warming, oil pipelines, and nuclear waste. I'm grateful my water comes from a Sandpoint pump at my house and it's clean. I'm really grateful for that. So this time I think about everything that goes on around me. And in the holiday season, in a time of deep cold, which I hope comes, it seems appropriate. I want to think about hitting the reset button. The world swirls and spins around us. Each week more people die from an opioid epidemic. More people seem to die in wars. More of us have heartache than we look at a predator coming our way to take our land and to take our water. And then I think about where we're all going. And I say that, you know, here we are in this economy that's all based on consuming all these things, but it doesn't seem to make us happier. In fact, we're not even that happy at all. On a worldwide scale, indicators of happiness and well-being are being brought out by some least developed countries. And they say that they're happier than Americans. Bhutan, a Himalayan nation of around 750,000, about the same population of North Dakota, instituted something called the Gross National Happiness Index instead of Gross Domestic Product. They're less interested in how many people are employed and how many goods are produced than they are in quality of life. There's another set of indicators called the Happy Planet Index of some 178 nations. Costa Rica, they're pretty happy in that indicator, and Vanuatu. One's an island with an 80% local economy, and Costa Rica doesn't even have a military. So it turns out that on a Happy Planet Index of the larger first world economies, Germany is 81, Japan is 95th, and the U.S. is 150th. So we comprise about 60% of the world's spending with 12% of the population, and I don't know that we're a lot happier for all of it. I think about what is happening to us in the bigger picture, whether it is the use of psychotropic drugs and opioids, or whether it is how angry we are. And I think maybe it's time to stop, and maybe it's time to take a breath. I think about what Bobby Kennedy said about 50 years ago in a speech at the University of Kansas. And he said, "Too much and for too long, we seem to have surrendered personal excellence and community values and the mere accumulation of material things. Our gross national product is over $800 billion a year, but the GNP measurement counts air pollution and cigarette advertising, the ambulances to clear our highways of carnage. It counts special locks for our doors and the jails for the people who break them. It counts the destruction of the redwood and the loss of our natural wonder and chaotic sprawl. It counts napalm and it counts nuclear warheads and armored cars for the police to fight the riots in our cities. The gross national product of a country does not allow for the health of our children, the quality of their education, or the joy of their play. It does not include the beauty of our poetry, or the strength of our marriages, or the intelligence of our public debate, or the integrity of our public officials. The GNP measures neither nor our wit, nor our courage, our wisdom, or our learning, our compassion, or our devotion to our country and the Creator. It measures everything in short except that which makes life worthwhile." That guy, she could have been talking at Taos Pueblo, but that was Bobby Kennedy. I think of this moment now, how when the snow came, Zugapun Agua Ching, our people sat inside, or ventured deep into the woods, but we reflected on that which the Creator gave us, went to our stores of food that we had put away, not stores far away in town, and we kept to ourselves and relearned and remembered who we are. I'm going to take this time of the solstice a time when it goes from the darkest to the lightest, to put my feast foods out, to put my prayers out, to be grateful for the year the Creator has given me, and to take some quiet time to remember who I am. Miigwech, this is Winona LaDuke, and I'm wishing everybody a good holiday season.